Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Peter Guthrie, the leader of the Progressive Tory Party of Alberta. Yes, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, good to be here, Kyle.
All right, first things we want to touch on here is I know the Progressive Tory Party, I know it's a little bit of a mouthful for some people, but that is kind of the sort of new party, if you will, in Alberta politics. Yourself and also Scott Sinclair, the MLA in Lesser Slave Lake, have been involved in this for the past little while. What's kind of some of the biggest things that have stuck out to you in kind of this process of getting this sort of party going here?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a wild ride, I can tell you that. We started out back in July trying to go through a process of, you know, grassroots through the signature avenue and a petition. But within, well, actually less than just a couple of weeks, the UCP provided us with a cease and desist order. We felt that everything that we were doing was lawful and legal as we had the reserve name held with Elections Alberta, the Progressive Conservative Association of Alberta. That said, it just happened that simultaneously the Alberta Party had approached us. They were in a position where they felt that there was some synergies. So we linked up with them and decided to do and pursue a name change with that organization. So we did that. We applied to Elections Alberta for a name change on August 29th. And then once again, under 2 weeks, the UCP had put in an objection with Elections Alberta and stalled the process for months, actually. Along the way, we received a full lawsuit on the matter. Then there was a court injunction that was put forth to Elections Alberta to not release the judgment that they had already made and was in hand. And then we found out what it was all about, what the delays were all about, and that was changing the legislation to prevent us from ever being able to use the Progressive Conservative name by banning the word conservative as a root word. So Bill 14 really did a good job in a lot of respects at restricting our outcomes, but ultimately there was one thing that they missed in there, and that was synonyms and nicknames. And so, we decided upon the Progressive Tory Party of Alberta, and we received that name from Elections Alberta on December 18th, just before Christmas. So, yeah, we've been working diligently since then on some logos and branding and that sort of thing, and hopefully we can get something nailed down in the next couple of weeks.
And certainly while you're working on that kind of imaging, if you will, certainly a big thing with a lot of political parties, of course, of what's kind of the platform, if you will. So what's kind of the big, message that you guys have been trying to get out to Albertans with your new party here?
Yeah, I mean, really being a party only for a matter of weeks with a new name, I just joined the party in the, I don't know, midway through December. So as far as having a full platform and policy design right now, we don't have that. But I've been kind of running on, you know, five different framework, or I guess pillars is what I'll call them. One being, you know, actual fiscal responsibility. The next, limited government, and not just limited in the size of government, which is growing and significantly, but also just staying out of the lives of Albertans and letting people live. The other is, you know, where the rules are concerned, you know, we talk about transparency and accountability, and really they've just become buzzwords. So what we want to do is let's take that a step forward. Let's start talking about enforcement and consequences to, you know, limit corruption and cronyism. The fourth thing is Alberta remaining part of Canada. And then the last one we call it's social reliability, and that is, yes, we're a conservative party that believes in being fiscally responsible, but we also believe that we need to be compassionate and, you know, take care of those that need us most. So that's kind of the framework of where we're starting from.
Now, one thing that tends to come up in the political systems with the first past the post, sometimes you get the worry about, you know, potential splitting of votes from one side or the other, and then that could lead to a weird party winning. You know, we've seen some cases that in this province, a lot of people like to point back to 2015, and we've seen this in other provinces, and also at the federal level with the reform and the PCs back in the 90s. So what are kind of some of your thoughts on those, concerns being expressed towards you guys now being part of the scene here?
Yeah, it's a big discussion point by some. I mean, ultimately, that vote split argument really is a political construct. It was one that was used by the PCs to convince the Wild Rose and the Progressive Conservative Party to come together. Now, since then, the UCP has just gone in a completely separate direction. They're no longer what you would call united. That progressive conservative moderate voice has left the building, and so the membership now is of a completely different mindset. More such that sort of the Wild Rose that existed previously. But to take that a bit further, I mean, you look at the last 55 years in Alberta, and a Conservative Party with competition has won all of those elections but one, and that was in 2015. And that's not any testament to the NDP. I mean, the NDs had no idea that they were going to win that election. But what it was the people of Alberta speaking up against corruption, against cronyism, and saying that they've had enough. And I think another factor that came into play, Danielle Smith's floor crossing at that time sort of, put in the final nail, is to say that, trust in conservatism at that time was gone. And so ultimately, I feel that what we're seeing today has a lot of the same elements that existed back then, where you have that corruption element, you have cronyism, you have poor fiscal management that has all sort of reared its head. So right now, if you do not have another strong conservative alternative on the ballot, well, then you're just handing the next election to the NDP. So there's a necessity for this.
And speaking of elections, certainly a big story in Alberta politics recently has been the numerous recall petitions against members of the UCP caucus, several cabinet ministers, even the premier herself has been subject to one of those. And that has fueled some speculation and rumors out there about maybe, we're not technically supposed to have the provincial election for about another year or so, but there's some rumors going around that maybe the premier might try to maybe call it a little early, perhaps maybe as early as this spring. What are kind of some of your thoughts on a possible early election happening here in Alberta?
I think it's a distinct possibility. You just brought up, I mean, the recall petition element could be the thing that, the government could point to quite easily. Like, let's say these petitions continue to come up. You now see that there's some organizing going on with the opposition to have some recalls there. I mean, if they get half the MLAs in the province under a recall petition, it may open up opportunity for the government to call that election, just to your very point. I do feel that there's a lot of factors, though, that are at play here. As far as time is concerned, I don't think that there's a lot of benefit of waiting for the government in some respects. They've got a budget that's coming up that's going to be a disaster. Probably one of the biggest deficits in Alberta history. We need $75 to balance a budget. Right now, oil is trading at $57 a barrel. So there's a significant deviation there. You got an Auditor General report that's coming out that I think is going to be quite damning. And with time, the memorandum of understanding that they signed is going to become less and less, well, it's probably not going to bear fruit. So when you look at all those things, time is not on their side. Now, that said, at any time, something can happen. And we've seen over Christmas with the Anton Pilar order that was given. This is a little known order, but it seized a bunch of documents and financial documents, computerware, et cetera, of a couple of bloggers who just recently were in court and who have testified that that they were hired by a lawyer of Sam Moraes, who is, in close with this government and who's received a multitude of contracts. So when you look at that and the potential for yet another scandal to brew, I think that there's a lot of risk associated with calling an election.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to add a little personal question so that the politicians are people too. Now, of course, we had just got through the New Year's here. There are some people out there that like to get involved in the New Year's resolutions or whatnot. I myself am not exactly one of them. But what about you? Are you a New Year's resolutions kind of guy? And if so, what are those resolutions for this year?
Oh, you know, I didn't. One of the things that I'm doing is a dry January just to start out the year. I'm wanting to exercise more and eat better. These are things that, and good habits that I had previously that I feel, say, over the last session in the legislature, I let slip. So I think for me, it's just making sure that I have a good, healthy mind, body, so that it, you know, helps and adjusts my mind and keeps me, regulated.
Hope we get some time to work on that in the next little bit. Peter Guthrie, leader of the Progressive Tory Party of Alberta and the MLA for Airdrie Cochrane, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.